His bond is set at $500,000. And three people have died in a head-on collision in Coffee County. State troopers say this crash happened Monday morning on Highway 167 between Troy and Enterprise. Three others were injured and taken to the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros. For 1 week only, all Pro Extra members receive 25% off all Behr Pro and PPG Ultra High paint. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality. Unbeatable prices. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid June 18th through the 24th. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount. See store for details.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! Unlimited!
Unlimited!
Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trump doubled down on his controversial immigration policies and blamed Democrats.
Yeah, they're really obstructionists.
Officials in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan are starting to clean up debris and build roads following devastating floods over the weekend.
The Secret Service says a man climbed over a security barrier and dropped a backpack. He was immediately taken into custody.
Younger adults were found to tip the least when they eat in restaurants, and
10% of millennials say that they usually leave nothing as a tip for a server when they're eating at a restaurant.
That's compared to 3% for older people, according to Matt Schultz of CreditCard.com.
Video game addiction qualifies as a mental health condition, according to the World Health Organization.
The Supreme Court has put off weighing in on whether gerrymandering is unconstitutional. It's allowing disputed maps in Wisconsin and Maryland to stand for the time being.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Danny and Joey have got a big smile on their face because that was some great...
That was fun.
That really was good. And I would love to hear your thoughts on that, but... Joey, it really was, it's like he was a Grisham attorney. He took him on,
yes.
He took him on a journey. He took everybody in the room on a journey. And he got him to where the end part where he wanted to be.
And it's a tip if you're a broadcaster, if you're anybody out there telling a story, unless you're talking about one person and one person alone for a long time, but even then, don't use pronouns. Use the name, the full name, every time. Lisa Page, Peter Strzok. And you can say Comey because everybody knows who Jim Comey is. But that was beautiful how he kept coming back to these names, tying these names together, gave you the players, gave you what the players' intents or motivations. Or it's like he read Aristotle's Poetics. You have motivations, you have the players, and then what's the timeline? How did these motivations meet up? And we still don't know the end of the story, though.
We don't. And we don't know the beginning of the story either. But a couple of news bites out of that is that the Russian probe, that Horowitz is working into the, looking into the Russian probe. So he's going to go back and do what he's done with this, except I think there are going to be more emails and text messages that they're going to be picked up. I didn't know this until I gleaned it out of a story today, is that the way that they found the extra text is they went to the Department of Defense, and they had a program that they could go in and look into the deep logic of a phone that they could not, and that's how they found it. And remember, Strzok erased his when he said, we're not going to let that happen. That was erased. So that would be an obstruction of justice, if that were the case. And it was erased on the main FBI computer that files everything, that stores everything. So who did that? And how can they figure out, you know, who had access to it? But let me tell you something, folks. This gives you the gravity of the situation. What Trey Gowdy just did, and if he were standing in front of a grand jury, and he was talking to the grand jury about Strzok and Page and these people, they would be absolute toast. They would get an indictment just like that. If they went in and did Comey and what he did, they would get an instant indictment. An instant indictment for not doing your job and tampering with a case.
Well, and I was telling you off air, I think in Horowitz's defense, why didn't he say the final prosecutorial decision, that outcome to not prosecute Clinton, was free of political bias? I think it's because you have Comey, who's acting, I think, for different reasons, and Strzok and Page and other agents. I think Comey's so up his own butt with this higher loyalty and protecting the department, he got himself in knots and did very, very stupid things, especially with the Loretta Lynch factor. And then also, if there are other prosecutors at the DOJ are saying, we independently decided there's no reason to prosecute Clinton as well, it's very murky for Horowitz himself as an inspector general to say, oh, I have documented evidence that here's how the bias of Strzok and Page and others influence the prosecutors, but as you're telling me, somebody else could maybe look into it.
He could look into it. Now, he said it was pervasive. The in the report, it says bias was pervasive in these people.
Oh, yes.
But the thing is, he could not, with that pervasive bias, could not document that it had an outcome. Trey Gowdy just laid out the case of why it had an outcome. Because it was so biased, and look at what they did. Yes. And by their inactions, that was the biasness of it. Let's go to the phones and let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, we all have discussed tragedy, and here it is. I make no bones about him. I have always been one of his fans, and I feel like he has always done a very good job of laying out a reason and a very good basis for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why have there not been any arrests? I'm sorry.
Because it's got to go before a prosecutor, and the prosecutor's got to go before a grand jury, and the prosecutor just got the IG report.
Okay. But I think, you know, we watched Hillary Clinton, and she blatantly lied in front of Congress, and you're not supposed to be allowed to do that. And I kept hoping the whole time he is discussing Benghazi and several of the other issues for computers and all, I kept hoping those gentlemen that are on each side of this room in uniform were going to walk up and put a hand on each side of her arm and cut her off right then. But
that would have been good TV.
I just get very frustrated of hearing these are the reasons and this is the case and this is the case and here's the proof and here's the proof, and nothing happened. And that just gets old.
Let's hope something does happen. But again, the IG report, they just got it. It was just referred Thursday to a prosecutor.
Okay. Well, hopefully something will happen to it.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all keep up the good work. We need you badly.
Thank you. Okay. Patience, Grasshopper. Patience.
Well, and only thank us for just presenting this masterwork of Trey Gowdy.
Yeah. I mean, that was an easy... Yeah. Easy one to figure out. My problem was getting the second clip to Joey Lay because I was trying to find that tail add-on that I just found just like 20 minutes ago.
Well, and in radio we can do it. What I worry, Dan, is too many people in this country, even people partial to the president, will not sit down and listen and watch that 15 minutes.
Exactly right. That's why I brought it here, because I guarantee you one thing, the media ain't going to do it. The media's going to have Trey Gowdy ask him some questions. And because it was so forceful, they probably will also have a piece of the opening with the Comey roasting that we played for you guys. But as far as really getting into it, they're going to ignore this because it laid out the case perfectly of what they don't want to hear. Let's go to Justin Politano talking about on Comey being investigated, plus the document dispute.
Are you investigating Comey's handling of his memos? And does that include the classification issues? And should Mr. Comey expect a report when it is complete?
We received a referral on that from the FBI. We are handling that referral, and we will issue a report.
Joins us now to weigh in. They also brought up the fact that he was using his private email.
Yeah, his Gmail account.
Yeah, irony of ironies, investigating Hillary Clinton for using her private server while he's using a private email himself. According to the testimony yesterday, there was nothing classified in it. Of course, the inspector general didn't see everything. He's going on the basis of the words of Jim Comey, testified to under oath, that yes, I did use a private email for FBI business, but no, there was nothing classified on it. That's issue number one. Issue number two, the referral. The FBI referred to the inspector general the idea that he needs to investigate whether or not when Jim Comey released the memos of his conversations with the president, he violated DOJ policy. Probably.
I can stop it, but not pause it, not in this form.
Interesting. As soon as I heard Justin Politano say that, I had to go back and listen to it. And he says that he had a private email, meaning not a server, but he was on like a Gmail account.
Right.
And he did send FBI business to it. But there was nothing classified on it.
Mm-hmm.
So where was the memo to himself about the meeting with Trump? Because he's made it abundantly clear that was private.
That was his personal.
That was his personal
part of his personal effects when he left. It's like, you know, leaving with your favorite stapler.
So, why didn't he put it on the Gmail account? Is that because he thought, well, maybe it should have been classified as it should have had a classification? Because you cannot go in and talk to the President of the United States, go put it in a memo, and talk about what the President's actions were, and it not be considered classified. I mean, I told you, there was a guy who did a schedule for the president, and he released the schedule early. It went to other people outside of the dome, and he got in big trouble. He got actually suspended for that. Okay, just thought I'd bring up that point, so let's listen in.
Classified in it. Of course, the inspector general didn't see everything. He's going on the basis of the words of Jim Comey, testified to under oath, that yes, I did use a private email for FBI business, but no, there was nothing classified on it. That's issue number one. Issue number two, the referral. The FBI referred to the inspector general the idea that he needs to investigate whether or not when Jim Comey released the memos of his conversations with the president, he violated DOJ policy, probably, violated the law, probably not. I'm saying probably because we don't know all the details, but that's what Mike Horowitz said he was investigating. But what I saw yesterday that startled me the most, it wasn't the Democrats getting their narrative out of this, that this has nothing to do with Russia, or the Republicans getting their narrative out of this, that the investigation of Hillary was so wide of the mark. We've never seen anything like it. It was obviously motivated by politics, no matter what you say. I saw a message from Chris Wray, the director of the FBI, to Devin Nunes. We are not giving up documents that are protected by privilege. What's protected by privilege?
Listen to this.
The Mueller documents that were shown to a grand jury that reflect the thoughts and impressions of investigators and prosecutors, or where witnesses were promised confidentiality.
Judge, that's everything they want.
Exactly, Steve. That's everything that they want. So when that subpoena arrives today at the DOJ, they're going to go, across the street to a federal court to ask that it be quashed. That means that a federal judge will get to look at all this stuff. There's tens of thousands of pages here in private and decide what stays secret and what the Congress gets.
All right.
Meanwhile, these two are going to be testifying all day today.
Okay. So a lot of information in there. So Ray says you're not going to get any documents that have to do with the investigations that are ongoing, just kind of the general term. And so then, if you remember, that's what we had Napolitano talking about yesterday, then it goes to the judge, then the judge looks at it and determines, looks at all the documents and says, okay, you can see this, but you can't see that type thing. Or he can say, you can't see anything. So that's going to be interesting to see, because as I reminded you, this could be that judge, I think his last name was Anderson, that the Clinton people kept delaying on the documents, delaying on the documents, State Department delay on the documents, and he said, I'm going to hold you in contempt of court unless you go and get those documents and give it to the under the Freedom of Information Act. This is not Congress asking, but under the Freedom of Information Act. And he was dead serious on that. Now, I don't know how the other ones would be, but that one could be one for the books. This could be happening by the end of this week, by the way. And I think that Congress is going to take action. I think Judge Napolitano is spot on. He's going to send it across the street over to the U.S. Federal courts and see what they have to say about it. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Scott from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Tadalay Bliss Latex mattresses and Scandinavian Latex and Memory Foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lower profile and regular heights, for a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience. Visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, Give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you.
Let's listen in on Catherine Harris talking about the IG and a possible case here.
To clean up, although the report did not find any evidence of political bias, the report did identify errors of judgment, violations of or disregard for policy.
Your statement last week seemed to suggest we shouldn't worry too much about the events detailed in the Inspector General report. Well, I think that's exactly backwards. If we can look at only one or two investigations and find this much bias and unprofessionalism, I can only imagine what else is out there.
Catherine, what is the House expecting to get from the Inspector General in this hearing this morning?
We are inside the hearing room, HVC 210, and what we're expecting is 6 to 7 hours of testimony. I'm just going to step aside because you can see that they're expecting 74 lawmakers. Each lawmaker gets 5 minutes around. So we're looking at, as I said, 6 or 7 hours, even without breaks. We expect Republicans to really focus on two lines of questioning. First, why didn't the FBI suggest prosecution for Hillary Clinton and her team? Because the Inspector General's report lays out very clearly that some of the emails did have classified markings and that some of the emails were compromised by foreign nations. Number two, they want to know why some of these FBI employees still have jobs.
I want to know why people are still working for the Department of Justice and the FBI who clearly showed wrongdoing. There's got to begin to be some consequence to circumventing the law to do things you're not supposed to do.
A handful of Republicans are asking the FBI to identify the handful of employees who are subject to review right now and may face disciplinary action.
Face disciplinary actions and possibly some a little further step. And going back and looking at these FBI agents and the attorneys, this could, you really literally could have a case that if they botch this up pretty badly and they get in here and start asking them questions, and imagine how fearful an FBI agent is going to be when they're being interviewed by another FBI agent of not telling the truth, knowing kind of what the possibilities are out there. Also, I tell you, the Peter Strzok thing, I really think does blow a big hole in the Mueller case. Because think about how many things have been built and measured on the Mueller part. And I think Comey has got a lot of explaining to do. He's going to be asked to come before the IG and before Congress. Lying to Congress isn't a big deal. Lying to an FBI agent, that's a big deal.
Well, and it's not like, I don't know about Lisa Page's involvement with the special counsel investigation run by Mueller, but I do know that Strzok is the guy who interviewed Michael Flynn, who Mueller indicts the first time.
And, right. And Papadopoulos.
And you have, especially in the case of Flynn, Comey himself, right, saying that I don't think Flynn should have been charged with lying to the FBI.
Right, and he's the one that flies over to London to meet with the ambassador.
Right, so Strzok is integral to this.
Oh, by the way, Steele is going to testify before Congress, too. We just found that out today.
Interesting.
Yeah. That will be interesting. I bet that's going to be closed door, though.
Does he have one of those posh British accents?
I've never heard him speak.
Nor have I.
It's kind of like when I first heard Jared Kushner, I go, now I know why we don't hear you talk.
you just gotta, stand there and look beautiful, Jared. Don't talk.
You got that weenify there type thing. Ooh. Daryl Issus is going to weigh in on this. Going to be talking about the bias, and he said something important. It was the Inspector General's definition, and that's what the problem is. When you go back and read the report, he says it bias was pervasive, but was it the bias that he could go and prove that that had a different outcome? Now, I'm with Trey Gowdy. I thought he laid out the case great, but let's listen in.
DOJ Inspector Michael Horowitz and FBI Director Chris Wray back on the hot seat for day two of testimony. Today, they'll face the House Judiciary Committee and more. So what do lawmakers want answered? A member of that committee, former Oversight Chairman Daryl Issa. I know you watched Senate yesterday. There were some legitimate senators like Mike Lee and Lindsey Graham who wanted answers and others who wanted just to. How do you build off the Senate what you saw in those hours on the hot seat?
Well, you're right. A few members did ask questions that can be for the record. Where is the Department of Justice going? Where has it been? Where is the FBI going? And building on that, the question has to be, what is the standard? Under past investigations, nobody was held accountable. The IRS scandal, Solyndra. Obviously, now we're finding that they don't think they have enough, even when people conspire to have a, quote, insurance policy against the president. So what is the standard for the American people to expect? And then, aren't we going to have a higher standard for the Department of Justice lawyers, for the Department of Justice, FBI agents, for at what point is it bias? You know, yesterday you heard Michael Horowitz contort and try to deal with the term bias, and at one point he got, it's not bias, trying to explain that, of course, these people had clear bias. The question is, did they have criminal bias? Did they have bias that he could execute on? And I think we have to get the American people to understand, of course they had bias, of course they had adverse process, and of course they wanted to do the president in. Now the question is, was it a criminal conspiracy? And that seems to be where IG draws the line. He doesn't seem to have a criminal conspiracy, but he certainly has a conspiracy built on bias.
Okay, that's pretty good. I like that. Let's do I have enough time to get this other clip in? Let's finish Daryl Issa's and talk about consequences, and that they need to come up, that there's something out there that if you do X, then something's going to happen.
Right. Okay, he might, because Andy McCabe doesn't remember the meeting in his office that Peter Strzok referred to Lisa Page. Right. We don't know the identities of the other people saying horrible things about Trump voters and Trump himself for some mysterious reason. Are you going to drill down on that?
Absolutely. I mean, I want to know, first of all, I want to know what the insurance plan was. And are we ever going to know that? I want to know why people are still working for the Department of Justice and the FBI, who clearly showed wrongdoing. You know, there's this law, and it sounds terrible, but there's a law that says you're not allowed to circumvent the system and hide your email and text using private. And yet, every time somebody does it, right, there's no consequence. There's got to begin to be some consequence to circumventing the law to do things you're not supposed to do.
There needs to be consequences. I can't believe, and nobody, this is where our problem is. People are breaking the rules because nobody's doing anything about it. It's just like the border. And if you don't do anything about it, they're going to just keep pushing back the envelope, pushing it back. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. It's gotten criticism as inhumane from both sides of the aisle, but the president defending his stance on children and illegal immigration.
When you prosecute the parents for coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away.
Making remarks at the National Federation of Independent Business, also slamming the countries the migrants come from.
I'm going to go very shortly for authorization that when countries abuse us by sending their people up, not their best, we're not going to give any more aid to those countries.
A second death in Wisconsin now blamed on storms, which has swamped the upper Midwest. And Milwaukee Buck Sterling Brown suing Milwaukee over a stun gun used on him in a parking violation. His attorney says people discriminated against him on the basis of his race. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Four words we don't like to hear in the summertime. Triple-digit heat indices. I think we're going to see it today. Hot and humid with a high around 94. A sun and cloud mix. Only isolated storms around. They will be widely separated. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices again with a high around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Thursday and Friday afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
When I passed you in the doorway.
Let's go to the phones here, and let's go to our good friend Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, Joey.
How are you, my man?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying watching some news lately here.
Yeah.
Trey Gowdy plow in on them for a change.
Wouldn't Trey Gowdy incredible?
That is the classic Trey Gowdy that I have come to know and love.
The quintessential, we would call that.
Quintessential, that's a good word for it. And even Lindsey Graham took his spandex off for a change. Big boy pants. That was a pleasure to see. Well, not him changing, but actually
saying
the first.
Ooh, don't go there, baby.
Glad I wasn't there to see that. So, but anyway, hey, you know, I think one of the things that, I mean, for me personally, that I'm so frustrated about is a lack of sense of urgency. I mean, the foot dragging that has, and the slow walking that has gone on for this whole affair is legendary. Just, you know, it's amazing to me how agencies like the FBI, boy, when they're motivated, you can get on it in a hot minute. They'll find their guy and they'll be under the jailhouse before you can even think twice. But boy, you know, trying to get them to police themselves is a tough job. And don't forget, we would not have known any of this had Trump lost the election.
There you go. Amen.
We wouldn't have known any about it.
Amen.
So, you know, I'd like to see some expeditious action here, you know, kind of commensurate with the crime. And so, or crimes, rather. And I guess, you know, it leads me to wonder, well, if we wouldn't have known that, what else might we not know about? I mean, the level of distrust from me personally, from the FBI, DOJ, and intelligence community, quote unquote, has been going on for a very long time now. I mean, I think, you know, for me personally, decades, I haven't trusted them. But now a lot of the American public are saying the same thing, I think. So they've got to restore confidence here.
And what's, okay, let's use that at a beginning point. How would they, what would they need to do to restore confidence in Papa B's mind?
Well, I think some orange jumpsuits for the top players in a jail right now would be a very good start. But full disclosure of the rest of the emails would be the next and equally first start that Rosenstein and company are holding back. Like you say, we don't know where this story started. They've given us the middle of it. We don't know the beginning. We don't know the end. So we've got to have full disclosure of whoever it is or was that was up to these reindeer games. So those two things that would go a long way for Papa B.
I like that.
I
agree with that. I think the only way, I think that they have got to get to the bottom of this. They've got to, they need to satisfy the thirst that public has to have justice done.
Right. Well, you know, either any of us, we would have been in jail, Dan.
Yeah.
We would have been in jail. And in fact, I tell you what, these rascals have gotten so good at what they do, then it doesn't matter if you hadn't done anything at all. They'll just go and find something. They'll dig around until they find something. Just like Mueller's doing, you know, with everybody that's ever been associated with Trump. Their crime is not what they're in jail for. Their crime is helping get Trump elected. That's what their real crime is. And that's the only reason they're made to suffer. So, you know, how in the world can we have equal justice under the law when these kinds of things happen? That's one other thing real quick. There is a tactic that goes on that I believe I've noticed with the Department of Justice or those that are in prosecution type roles. What they do is they do a setup and look for a reaction. Look at what they did to Cohen, okay, Trump's lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Jackbooted thugs raiding a lawyer's office, never done before, never even heard of, in the middle of the night, in his home, breaking down doors, that kind of stuff, getting all the files, and act like, well, there's nothing wrong with this. No, they were looking for a reaction, something outrageous, and then they want to see if there's a reaction to it. What is Trump going to do? You know? That's what I think is part of what's going on with this. So,
do you agree with me that the fact of what we've heard on Strzok and Page and the IG report is starting to make the Mueller investigation looks like the beginning was not done correctly, and that a lot is in question?
Well, how can it not be?
There you go.
I mean, Comey was the one that started that.
And he said, Comey, I did that memo to get a special counsel.
That's right. He went in there and waved that little old document in front of Trump's face to try to scare him. And then, you know, try to do CYA moves. And then when Trump finally fired him, first thing he did is take that dossier and try to get an investigation started. He knew what he was doing.
I think he knew. Here's what I think. I think he knew that if he wasn't fired, he could be in charge of the FBI, and he could keep a lid on all this, and he could control it, and people weren't going to get into it. As soon as he got fired, he knew he had to have the insurance policy, because I believe he knew about all of this. He knows that the FISA warrant didn't have much to it. He knows that there were informants there before the warrant was applied for. He knows it started back in May, maybe even in March. And he knows that Peter Strzok was dirty.
Well, and not only that, people are saying, what's the insurance policy? What's the insurance policy? You've seen the insurance policy.
It's the collusion. It's the investigation into Russia. Totally unfounded.
No, not only totally unfounded, baited. They baited it.
Yeah.
They tried to bait Trump and company into ginning up this whole thing. And then when it wouldn't work, they had to do even more so, you know, try to, you know, manufacture or fabricate it. Look, this whole thing is just an outrage.
Well, and here, think about this. They went in and set traps out there trying to offer information about the Clinton campaign. But nobody bit on it. And so by the time they got through and nobody bit on it, then the election was about to happen. You remember, Hillary Clinton brought up the Russia thing. She's the one that brought that up. So she either had to get that from the FBI and or the Steele dossier or both.
Right.
And so they got stuck because the plan to undo Trump didn't work, and then they ended up trying to undo his presidency.
You remember what I said about trying to do something and then look for a reaction?
Yeah.
That's part of this whole kind of scenario. They were trying to get a reaction going so that they would have a reason to continue, you know, this whole thing. And so, I'm telling you, it's corrupt from the beginning. Hillary Clinton was in on it. The DNC was in on it. Obama was in on it. I believe it's going to lead straight back to Obama, Susan Rice, Cheryl Mills,
Uma Aberdeen and Cheryl Mills.
But there's another.
Don't worry
about
it.
Valerie Jarrett.
Good.
I'm telling you, I think it's going to lead straight back to there if they will let it. And that is their real problem. They don't want it. They don't want to expose who was really at the head of this whole thing. So anyway.
Well, if they don't, then you can just kiss this whole thing goodbye, because democracy is not safe if you can weaponize the intelligence community.
I think that's the reason that Rosenstein won't release all the documents. He's trying to protect the.
But maybe why he's not going to do it is because of the investigation into how the Russia investigation started. And I mean that's a workable thing to me. Papa B, I got to go.
All right, we'll see.
Thanks. Rodney, let me go to you, buddy.
Dan.
Hey, Rodney.
How y'all doing? I got a few things here. First off, I'm trying to make sure I got this straight. The Democrats are trying to say that it's unright to be separating these children from their parents after they broke a law. So if our children, legal children, legal citizens' children, get stopped, say they went out and got drunk and they got a disturbing the peace and they went to jail. So, I mean, me, my wife, and kids all can go to the jail with them and spend the whole time that he's there with him. Is that what they're saying?
Well, there's a difference between being found guilty and being in the jailhouse.
Right. I mean, I'm just trying to make this point that how crazy are they? They committed a crime. They go to jail. You don't put the children in jail with the criminals.
Well, no, and that's exactly what he's saying, is that here's one that Nielsen came up with yesterday at that incredible presser that she did at 5:30 in the afternoon. Did y'all play any of that, Joey? She said, in the last 6 weeks, 12,000 people have come over the border. 12,000 kids have come over the border. 10,000 of them came by themselves.
Yeah, unaccompanied.
10,000. So that's it. When you take the put the math on that bad boy, I mean, you're talking about 85% of the people came solo.
Right. It's crazy. And
then they go, and this center's got 1,000 people in it. And then they'll kind of imply that have been separated from their parents. No, that is, you know, roughly 15% of that 1,000, 150, 160, got separated from their parents. The rest of them came solo.
Right. I can't believe that they keep trying to going back to the same well and pulling water out of it. And they've been poisoned time and time again by the American people and by Trump.
You know who did that? That's the press.
Yeah. So anyway, the next thing is I want to give everybody some advice for good investments. I think you can go down to Washington, D.C. and invest in Preparation H because there's going to be a whole lot of them going to need it down there. And I'm telling everybody, I am 100% convinced that there is a covert operation in the backgrounds of the U.S. government right now. These people are in deep, deep trouble. I wouldn't go in one of those meetings that they have today without a raincoat on because the doo-doo gonna be flying. And I can tell you all they doing is they doing information, evidence gathering, and they finding out who's gonna lie to them and who ain't. I'm convinced that they already have all of Hillary Clinton's emails. Wherever the U.S. government intelligence agency has been ordered to get them from, they done got them. They done already, these people, these independent FBI agents and Department of Justice agents that they already appointed to some of these cases are hard at work. And I don't know if a dump truck load of popcorn is going to be enough for me to sit down and watch all this when it goes down for real. Because this is going to be just unbelievable because the absolute is that this has to happen so our democracy stays in place. And we restore our judicial system, and there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It has to happen.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call, my friend.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Folks, you know, this time of the year, we have these storms that come in, and the question is, are you prepared for an unexpected power outage? Well, Mr. Electric wants you to be. So stock up on some essentials that you need. Get flashlights. Do not put the batteries in them when you get in. Have the batteries sitting next to it so you can put them in. You put the batteries in the flashlight, the batteries will go out. Lights go out, you'll turn your flashlight on, it won't work. Purchase a power radio so you can listen, battery-powered radio, so you can listen to the news that's happening out there in the weather reports. Buy a car charger for your cell phone, or do like me, and I got a little small battery backup unit for my house in case the power goes out, that I can still use my cell phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot. I can be on the computer. I can be watching the news if I need to be. Even though I don't have electricity to the house, I do have it on this storage backup unit. So you can get these type of things from Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric wants you to be prepared. Maybe you need a whole home generator. Maybe you just need a battery backup. But you can call Mr. Electric. I'm going to give you the telephone number in just a moment to get $50 off a $200 or more service. So get ready to copy. You need to have this in your phone because when those lights go out, you need to have that number. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, one of the principals in the business, is an old, longtime friend of mine, Dan Black. He will take great care of you, I promise. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always
chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in the spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night.
Voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Let's round this hour out with Hallie Jackson talking about the Peter Strzok is could testify. I'm a little. This is really intriguing to me. That he's still with the FBI, he's kind of making this, he's going to be able to answer all the questions and give his side of the argument, or is this really a head fake? Let's listen to Hallie Jackson.
Peter Strzok's lawyer tells me his client is eager to talk publicly about all of this, and if he does, it could give us a new window into the thinking of one of the people involved in some of the most high-profile and high-stakes investigations at the FBI in the last couple of years. One of the country's most controversial FBI agents, ready to tell all and tell everything, Peter Strzok, putting no restrictions on any testimony to lawmakers after the head of the House Judiciary Committee reportedly began the process to subpoena the agent.
I think he is eager to tell the truth. And, you know, hopefully it'll be an open session in Congress.
Strzok, who was part of the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, was also involved in a now infamous text message exchange from August 2016, recently revealed in an Inspector General report. An FBI lawyer, Lisa Page, wrote about Donald Trump, "He's not ever going to become president, right? Right?" Strzok, then a senior agent working on the Russia investigation and romantically linked to Page, texted back, "No, no, he's not. We'll stop it." The president's allies, like Steve Bannon, pouncing.
Their hatred of Trump, they weaponized the FBI against Donald Trump. This report is shocking on so many levels.
Did you hear the difference of the tone of Hallie Jackson? I mean, she's actually was like, I'm reporting the news, and she was. It was something that was favorable for the kind of the Trump overall deal, and played into a lot of things that Trump has said, such as the informants, spies, wiretaps, and things like this. And it plays into the deep state concept, which makes me wonder, does Trump already really know a whole much more than we think he knows? And knowing Trump, I would say he probably does. He probably does, as long as they're doing with the Mueller investigation and what that guy's looking at. I think he probably is getting some heads up from Nunes and some other people. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
The president himself overnight called Strzok, who was removed from the special counsel investigation, a sick loser. As some Republicans suggest, Strzok's conduct casts a cloud over the entire FBI. His lawyer tells NBC News,
the idea that he would have done something to affect an investigation because of his own personal political opinions is false.
The Inspector General report finds there's no evidence the FBI was politically motivated to try to help or hurt Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign, a conclusion Democrats are pointing to.
The IG concluded that none of this affected decision making, but nonetheless, that was completely inappropriate.
As for the timing of when we might hear from Strzok, there is no date that's been set yet for any appearance here on Capitol Hill. But there could still be fireworks here today. That is because later on this afternoon, the author of that big Inspector General report will answer questions from lawmakers, as will the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray. Both will probably face some tough questions from these lawmakers about the conclusion of that report.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a part of this show and a part of the community in the River region. As Dick Brubaker says all the time, I do not care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, so long Brubaker Motors is on your brand new car buying list. He honestly has said that to me several times. We're going to go to the top of our break, finish up the final hour of the Dan Moore Show. Don't forget, Fresh Market has got that prime and premium ribeye on sale. Today's the last day. I'm going to go pick me one up today. Dan Moore Show will be back.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.